Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a travel company employee and a customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Talia from Parrot Bay Travel Agency. Is Robert Goddard there?
Yes, speaking.
The man says that he is Robert Goddard. So, Robert Goddard has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Talia from Parrot Bay Travel Agency. Is Robert Goddard there?
Yes, speaking.
I'm so sorry that I made such an early phone call, and I'm calling to ask a few questions about your most recent vacation. Could I have 5 minutes of your time?
Sure thing.
Great, thanks. Now, I see here that you visited Melbourne. Was this your first visit to Melbourne?
No, I have actually been there twice before.
I see. Now, what would you say was your favourite part about Melbourne?
Well, I did like seeing the exotic wildlife, and there are great sights to see. But I have to say, I was most impressed by the amazing weather.
Yeah, the weather there is amazing. Which of the sites listed as part of our official tour did you see? And of those, which was your favourite?
First, I saw the theatre, which was beautifully designed. It was not nearly as cool as the Town Hall, though. The building is a huge part of Melbourne's history. Definitely my favourite. I saw the aquarium too, but wasn't too impressed.
I see. Yes, people often have great reviews of Town Hall. Now, I would like to ask you about your dining experience. Did you enjoy the food there?
Absolutely, I loved it.
I'm glad to hear it. Could you tell me a little bit about what you most enjoyed about the food?
Being such an international city, I loved the variety. I could find any type of food I wanted, whether I wanted seafood, burgers, or anything else. You name it, and they had it.
Did you drive to Melbourne?
No, I flew. I thought about going by train, but in the interest of time, I decided to go by plane.
Right, I see.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
And would you mind telling me whether you are under 20, between the ages of 20 and 40, or older than 40?
It would be nice if I was still under 20. My vacation probably would have been quite different. Actually, though, I just turned 41 last week.
Oh, happy birthday! So, did you treat yourself and fly first class?
No way. I would love to have a budget that high. I'm more in the mid-range income level. I wasn't always, though. I spent much of my life in a low-income household.
I see. That answers my next question, then, of income level. And what was the purpose of this visit?
I had to go there on business a lot before and decided I would go there for tourism this time.
I see. And what is your occupation?
I am mainly a computer programmer. I also write for a travel magazine on the side, which is why I visited Melbourne before, but it's not my main source of income.
I see. Wow, it sounds like you work a lot.
Yes, I am very busy, which is exactly why I took a nice week-long vacation to Melbourne.
I completely agree. Would you care to comment on your accommodation?
My hotel was a good value. Staying in the city can get really expensive, so it was nice to find such a good price for the location and quality. I'm glad I didn't end up in some cheap motel in the middle of nowhere.
I'm glad you didn't either. Well, thank you for taking part in our survey, and I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation.
No problem. Take care.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.